In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
And that's why patriotism is my second favorite type of tism.
Is awe the first?
Anyways.
I like to combine the two.
patriotism. patriotism?
Patriotism.
Oh, patriotism. Now.
Patriotism.
Fucking put that shit on a shirt. Just you know, patriotism.
Do you know?
I love this country so much. I went retarded.
If patriotism was in the dictionary and there was a picture next to it, do you know what it would be?
Every brofet?
No, it would be that guy that wears like the American flag shirt to an outing. You know what I mean?
And thinks he's fashionable.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, this is my nice shirt.
My dinner shirt. It's got a collar.
Patriotism.
Is it in the Urban Dictionary?
Patriotism.
Did we just create a new word?
I think we did.
I fucking hopefully. Hope.
Trademark.
You heard it here first, you heard it here folks. Anyways, welcome to the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Either that or we're going to discover a whole industry already out there.
I know. Just like, fuck, we're late.
Speaking of patriotism. There's this mediocre fucking podcast on the internet.
That's true.
It is Bradley. Well, sometimes Bradley. Brought to you by Warfighter Tobacco Company.
Oh, we don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, yeah. Hit the button.
Do the thing.
Guys, it wouldn't be the Freedom Friends if we didn't talk about our number one sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Obviously, you guys have seen us all smoke them. We're here to talk about a quality product that everybody can enjoy. The great equalizer, as we've called it, the Warfighter Tobacco Stick. And it's not just cigars. They've got humidors, travel humidors, cutters, lighters, everything you need to get started on that journey. So check out warfightertobacco.com and use that code FTFO. Score yourself that sweet, sweet 15%. If you want to know my personal favorite, I'm a 762 Field guy. I like that Sumatra, real nice and even-keeled cigar. Great for us beginner smokers, right? And I'm told that these taste even better when you're listening to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Now, back to the show. This episode is brought to you by Grill Your Ass Off. It's no secret. We're all middle-aged dudes who love barbecue. Grill Your Ass Off is our main go-to for our spices. That's what we use, man. Whether you're doing burgers on the grill, steaks, or my personal favorite, a little bit of pork belly burnt ends, right? They've got you covered on all of that. They also have salsas. They also have seasonings and spices. They got beer salts. They've got everything, man. Check them out. grillyourassoff.com/freedomfriendspodcast or use the code freedomfriendspodcast at checkout.
All right. Now that that's over. I forgot we don't have to do that anymore.
No, but I do have to add one. A wellness. A wellness.us.
Are we back?
There we up. Oh, fuck. I left the goddamn products in my desk.
Fucking hey.
Good. Producer.
Yeah, I was going to say we had some new samples and I have a couple ailments. That I'd like to.
I got these for right now, just for displays for the show, and I got more inbound.
Oh, okay,
good. Hand me that freezy gel.
So, but this is cool too. This is like a bomb.
Yeah. But no, because mine is literally at this point.
So what was the original?
500.
And yeah, this is like 2,000. Yeah.
You got to roll it first to get it going. Wow. It hasn't been used yet.
I'll just keep. Oh, it's already going.
Okay, cool.
We're gonna give this a whirl. Mm-hmm.
That stuff is phenomenal.
What do you do with that?
It's like a bomb, like a rub.
So, like right now,
it's like that, but without the menthol.
I went and had my first massage ever, which was great.
Did you get a happy ending?
I didn't. Because I have a knot underneath one of my shoulder blades that I think is like the size of a tennis ball.
Yep.
No, I tried this, and I've had it for like 2 months, and it would not go away.
Yeah.
To the point where it was waking me up at night because it was like seizing my neck right here and shit. Because it was so big, it was pinching that nerve cluster that runs underneath your fucking shoulder blade. My wife tried to help me with it, fucking Theragun, like the whole nine yards. And actually, for Valentine's Day, my customers at my store actually all got together and got me, my wife and I, this huge fucking Valentine's Day card that said, "You make me complete."
Oh,
nice. And then they all signed the inside of it. But then they gave us two gift certificates to Massage Heights.
Cool.
For like a deep tissue massage.
Yeah.
And so I went and got my first one done. And it like started to break it up.
Yeah.
but now I can like feel it coming back. So this, where I could be like, okay, Caitlin, I need you to put this on like your elbow and then just fucking
that, like, so the old freeze gel, 500 milligram one.
Yeah.
Is when I've had knots like that, and that's the only stuff. I'll put it on for like 2 days straight, like a couple times a day on the knot, and eventually, like after a couple of days, the knot goes away.
It's already kicking pretty good.
Okay, yeah, so. It works, and it works so fast. It's crazy.
Because I loved the old stuff, and it actually like worked, but this thing is fucking deep. So I think I need more horsepower.
You got it right there in your hand.
Fucking A. They make good shit. They make good shit, and it's not gimmicky, which I think is probably my favorite thing about it.
Yeah.
It works, and it's not working on the gimmick. Like, right. Even the packaging isn't,
no.
You know, it's not just a bunch of holograms and flowers. I love shit
that everywhere. It's not like 46 different colors and cartoonish and like Cheech and Chong marketing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like every other fucking CBD company.
It's not gimmicky. Yeah. It's not the whole like, hey, it's almost pot. It's like, no.
This actually helps you.
It's a cannabinoid derivative. There's a lot of shit that is.
For external use only.
Don't put it in your butt.
Don't use it in your eyes.
I mean, you probably could. You just don't want to.
Store in a cool location out of direct sunlight and keep out of reach of children.
Mikey's not here. Anyways, wellness.us. Go over there. Is it still the same one?
Yep.
Order off your order.
Yep.
Freedom Prince 25. So go over there. Buy lots of shit because they were having processing issues. So they have some catching up to do. The company's fine, but
yeah,
they still lost, 2 months? 3 months worth of sales?
Yeah, and it was bad. And all it came down to was the
credit card process.
Yeah, but they needed the certification reports.
So this says, do not apply to burns, wounds, or broken skin. I'm going to find a cut somewhere. I'm going to test the waters.
Do it.
I don't know if I have any today.
Right around the neck. Anyways, I haven't been here in a while. How have you always been?
Good. I feel like we haven't done this in... Oh, yeah, we did skip a week.
Skipped a week, didn't
shit.
We? Shit. Missed one.
Yeah, where were we? We were...
Everybody everywhere. Had shit going.
Yeah.
So...
I don't even remember. It's Wednesday, and this week's been a damn...
It's been a month. But, yeah, I feel like I haven't seen you boys in a while.
It's been a minute.
I haven't seen you since we bike ride.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
It was like the week after.
The week after, but there was that.
We came here and hung out.
Yeah, there was the hangout in the back, and that was that was it. I think it was the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute, but the world's still weird.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck. It's weird.
It's and now.
You know how weird the world is?
The political entertainment network is up and running again, which is awesome.
You know how weird the world is? Mike Tyson is about to fight a social media influencer.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Now, if I was going to be a betting man, if you're going to be a betting man, who are you going to put it on?
Tyson.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, me too.
I'll put it on Jake Paul.
What I think is hilarious is Jake Paul wants to be considered real so bad.
Yeah, but he hasn't fucked it up yet.
But the thing is but everybody he fights is either retired or whatever. And I'm like, he's like, well, I'm gonna fight Tyson. I'm like, he's 60.
Yeah, but you know what? Him fighting Tyson's gonna make more money than him fighting anybody.
And at this point, he and his brother don't care other than just stacking money.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't really about confirming that he's a good fighter.
Well, I don't even
because if it was, it wouldn't be there wouldn't be all the restrictions on Tyson. And a completely unrestricted for Paul.
I don't know. What are the restrictions?
So Paul can use any performance enhancing drugs. He has to do no drug testing. Tyson does. Tyson actually has to hit weight. Paul doesn't.
What weight are they fighting at?
185.
Oh,
geez. They're both there. I mean, that's not.
But so, yeah, but he doesn't have to come weigh in. Tyson does.
Probably close to his walking around weight anyway.
Tyson has to weigh in. He has to drug test. Paul doesn't have to. So he can be on any PEDs he wants. And
good
at
thing,
any point,
good the, thing weed isn't a PED. Yeah.
And at any point in the fight, Paul's allowed to tag in his brother and Tyson has to do a 2-on-1 fight.
What?
Yep.
What?
So this is
I
not
haven't
a straight
heard of any of this.
So, it's in the contract.
I'm trying to find. I saw something about that, and I'm trying to find like an ESPN article or from like a
you're
someone
not
that's
because this is a Netflix fight. The fight's on Netflix.
Yeah,
it yeah,
it's live on Netflix.
I'm just I'm looking for like a report of someone to be like, because that's wild, and I would assume it's, someone. Yeah. Would
so is it like WWE though, where like they have to tag, like they physically have to touch gloves?
So this is not a straight up fight. And Tyson still agreed to it. Was still like, yeah, fuck it. Both of you get in there and be on whatever gym you want to. I'm like, he's still going to rock your fucking world.
Well, and he's going to make a fucking ass ton of money.
Well, so then I saw a report that was talking about your average person's punch hits at 150 PSI. Like your average, like a non-boxer, like just an average punch. Paul's, I guess, is measuring it like just shy of 800 PSI.
Okay.
But he's a trained fighter.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give him that. He puts the work in.
He does.
Tyson's last measured punch was at just shy of 1,600 PSI.
When was his last?
2 years ago.
Okay.
2 years ago because he was doing the, he was promoing that at-home boxing trainer thing or whatever. Because they wanted to show like that it wouldn't break. So they let Tyson hit it at like full bore.
For example, if you take, say, a foam ball in a cannon tube and I shoot you with 150 PSI or 800
or 1600,
it's going to be a fuck ton of difference there. And I don't know if that's
by the way,
how they're measuring.
On a boxing punch, it's energy on target.
Yeah.
So the amount of force that you're actually being impacted with is at 1600. So you're saying launching it at 1600, you're going to have fall off.
Well, you get it point blank. I was going to stand in front of the can and we'll see what happens.
1600 PSI would suck.
Wow, that wouldn't be fun. I didn't know that was that.
Yeah, it's not a straight up fight.
Yeah, that's weird. Fuck.
So not only was he trying to convince a boxer literally twice his age to come out of retirement.
But it's funny and that fight they still have the odds in Tyson's favor.
Yeah.
No.
With all of this extra shit that Paul gets. That's and Tyson still was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll kill you. Who cares?
I wouldn't want to get in the ring with Tyson.
Have you seen his training?
If I had a 9mm.
Nasty.
Have you seen his training? Because they've been showing all this whole like Paul like working the ring. No, and I know. Tyson working the ring. And it's still, I can't watch his hands. It's just like, it's just a blur.
Like I said.
I
would not get in the ring with him with a 9mm.
No, because if you shot him, you just piss him off.
But I don't know if I'd hit him.
In the Tyson training videos, don't watch anything else besides the look on the trainer's face.
It's just fear.
And he's just like, it's like, fuck.
Well, I mean, or Tyson's face. It's just hate.
It's just hate.
Even when he's training.
Or watch his feet.
Yeah.
Because his feet are wild. Because it's not he looks like he's flat-footed all the time.
Yeah.
But when you watch his feet are just, all of a sudden, his stance is just in different positions in the ring.
It's
almost like he's like popping forward.
That was also a tell on Mike Tyson's punch out on Nintendo.
That's very true.
He was watching his feet.
Yeah.
There was a video about Nintendo. Nintendo predicted this in 1988. And it's because
it's your character, the little white guy.
The little white guy's name was Paul. And then it showed Tyson. Yeah, Tyson's still fast as fuck. God damn, he's so fast. And he was wearing remarkably small shorts.
So the reason I want to see Jake Paul win is just like all these other fucking fights, right? If the person that everyone thinks is going to win doesn't win, they fight again.
Yeah.
And then they fight again. Like there's, you know what I mean? So if Tyson loses his first one, there's going to be two more fights.
Do you know why? Because they tried to convince Tyson to come out of retirement for a fight. Like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't want to and wasn't training anymore because that's what brought the homicide out in him.
Yeah.
And he was like, but not training and all that kind of stuff. Like if I'm not in the combat mindset, I don't have that animal instinct.
The hate in my heart.
But when he trains, it's a fucking switch and it just flipped. And now watching him train, I'm like, oh, you're going to kill this man. I think at this point, I think Tyson's willing to fight him as a whole, like, all right, God damn it. you're not a boxer. It, like, and I'm just gonna, like, I'm gonna answer this question for everybody.
You know when you pay for a paid per view, and the fight's over in 3 seconds. Like, I don't know if Netflix is gonna charge anything or not.
I think the second. I think it's the second live event they did. The first one was like a tennis match and nobody gave a shit.
The first one, I believe, was Chris Rock's comedy special.
No, for Netflix Sports. Oh, the live sports thing. I think the first one was that the Netflix slam and nobody watched it because it was like,
but, fuck, baby, I didn't even know that happened.
Exactly.
In my perfect world, I'm watching this fight. I don't care if I've paid $100 to watch it. As long as Eric, our sales rep, is there, I want to be there. I want to be where he is watching this fight. Big Mike Tyson fan. Never seen the guy happier. I've never been that happy in my whole life. This is when he met Mike Tyson. But if Mike Tyson knocks out Jake Paul in the first 3 seconds, I would be so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
the last Mike Tyson pay-per-view I paid for was when he fought that other white dude that got his $7 million payday and got knocked out in like the first 40 seconds or whatever.
I don't even remember who that
was. It was one of Tyson's last fights.
Yeah.
And he obliterated this kid.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point to where, like, his corner and stuff, like, threw the... This dude was out on his feet and just, like, stumbling around, and they threw the towel in and shit. Like, don't get him the fuck out. Like, we actually didn't stand a chance. Yeah. And I was in, like, 90...
And I got nothing against Jake Paul.
I don't really have anything against him, but I'm not for him either. I mean, he looks like an idiot.
Yeah.
But then again, he's also wearing a Lost Boys. He's got the whole Kiefer Sutherland going.
See,
on.
I'm Lost Boys, I'm thinking
like the dangly,
like,
earring and the blonde.
I'm thinking like the 5-year plan, right? So imagine if he does win. Who's he going to fight next?
Well, yeah.
Right?
Running out of big names.
But it opens the door to fight anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, any fighter with an AARP card.
No, I don't think so. Like, I feel like...
He hasn't fought an active fighter.
No, I know that. I'm well aware of that. I went through his record last time we were talking about this on I don't know if it's this show or not, but...
You know, I... Give him credit, right? Because he's
willing
to fucking do this.
He and his brother both are willing to just go get their ass kicked.
He's put himself in a position where he can make money and do this, and he's willing and a lot more able than I ever would be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck.
And he's got that, and he's used all of this to leverage against his drink brand and his podcast. He's and not like dumb. All that shit. Like, no. Yeah. Not saying that at all. Yeah. I love the hustle.
Yeah.
I just.
So he has fought one active boxer, and that's his only loss on his card. Right?
Who was that?
Tommy Fury.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but there was.
That was early on.
But no, it was split decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he didn't get like knocked out.
Or No.
Yeah. Well, but that's fair.
Tommy Fury, Tyron Woodley. I think his most recent Diaz.
I do think all of this comes from, I honestly do think Jake Paul is a massive fan of the sport.
Yes.
I really do. I believe that deep down that he is a massive fan of the sport.
Yeah. Well, and he's got talent. I mean,
but I think he's got so much other stuff going on that the idea of trying to get into like the WBA and like actually be a professional boxer is just like, okay, I could, but I'd have to give up all of this other shit that I have to go be a full-time boxer. And I don't think that's something he wants. He has figured out a way to participate in a sport that he is a massive fan of.
At a high level.
And it's far more profitable.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to give up the management of any of his other shit. So
I think it's very similar.
More power to him. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't give a fuck how much money it was. I'm not getting in the ring with Tyson. No. There's no fucking way.
Well,
I don't care what they offer.
No, there's a dollar amount for sure.
And it also depends. Like if I had whatever, 9 fights or 8 fights that he already had, and I train to be a boxer, like.
Yeah, I will give him. He is fucking jacked.
But you know, like if you're, that's like, you know what? I want to play hockey against Wayne Gretzky. Or I want to pitch against Big Poppy before he retired. Even now, after he retired, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, when you're in a sport, you're training, you're doing, you want to be able to play with the best of that sport.
Right, but...
Okay, $10 million, you fight Tyson in 6 months. What's your game plan?
I call all my friends that can get me gear, and I just see it, and then I live. Do I get a forward? Like, Do I get like a 5% front? So just so that I can, I don't have to do anything else.
My game plan in the next 6 months is to line up investors to take that 10 million and turn it into 100 million
right.
in the next 10 years.
But yeah, I have to get
people. But like I'm hitting the easy button and I'm going in there like I would go in there right now. And I'm just going to get the knock.
It, just
I'm just going to get knocked the fuck out. And like,
I'd train.
I would train so that I
I'll practice a little bit,
but, so that I but it, don't look okay. Like a
but it's like but, you're going to be a Navy SEAL, so you're going to get in cold water for the next 6 months, and life's going to suck. Or you just go through the fucking training, and it sucks once. I'm not boxing. Fuck no. Fuck for 6 months, I'm going to get the shit beat out of me. No, one night, one round. 10 seconds. I'm done.
Typically, when I'm out. Training to box, you don't get the shit beat
out. I'm going to train not to die.
No, and that's
but I you literally train. You train on technique. You train on offense and defense.
I'm going to train on defense to not die.
The entire reason I would be training is literally to harden my body enough to take the shot.
Yes.
It's going
to
put me down.
I don't even need to harden my body. I just need to learn how to take a shot.
Yeah.
That's it. And so one of them's going to knock me out. The rest of them I have to take.
Okay.
If it's a $10 million payday, so I'm going to get like 5% up front so that like I know everything's paid.
Right.
So that for the next 6 months.
This covers my life insurance.
I can just train.
Okay.
And so I don't have to like. Well, I can only train when I'm not doing this, that, and the other. I can just train. And I'm literally going to do it towards like 5 days a week
about,
I'm
training, how about
and then
like,
one day a week
like,
a guy just
it's like,
hits.
Okay, I'm going to Iraq. I'm getting $10 million to get blown up in an ID and get a TBI.
If you got half...
I'm not going to practice by getting blown up and a TBI for the first 6 months. I'm just going to go now, get the TBI.
Real talk, right? If any one of us got 5% 6 months prior to cover everything leading up to it, we might not make it.
Yeah,
that's $500,000 for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to me, $500,000 knowing that I've got 9.5 million on the other end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have a feeling there's not going to be much training getting done.
Sure.
I'm telling you, there's zero training. I'm
nobody going into said that I had bitch to show up to the fight's hold. Over.
Yeah.
You just have to pass your performance enhancing drug test.
Not on these contracts. We fucking.
Like, that's the worst crazy. Thing, I think, is you go into that fight in 6 months thinking, you know what? I stand a chance of something. No, I'm just going to go in there and take it.
It wouldn't
like,
matter.
Oh, like, bitch, I'll give you $1 million.
It could be
half speed this
shit. It could be Jake Paul. And they'd be like, this is who you have to fight. And I'd be like, oh, he's got fuck me up. But for 10 mil,
I'll take that 500,000 up front and find a doctor that'll put in nerve blockers all over my body. So I just don't feel anything.
You're not going to feel it anyway. You're going to be knocked the fuck out.
Right. I'd be like, hey, what's that shit? What's that localized anesthesia that like I can still function? I just don't feel anything.
Oh, that's even better. That way you don't go down like, and you get two TBIs.
No,
one and done.
I'm going to get knocked out. Two TBIs. I'm going to get knocked out.
I can totally picture Scott like, fucking bell rings and he walks in hands down by his waist and he just sticks his chin out.
No, it'd be like this. Like I'm gonna admit, you know, I'm like
looks like a guard. Yeah. They just come around. Just,
I'll take the side shot. I don't want the undercut. I don't want the
uppercut. I don't want a body shot.
Oh God, no.
So that's the only thing. Like I need to block like my neck and my body and just leave everything else out.
That's what I'm saying is I want to be just strong enough.
I'll take the TBI. I don't want to piss blood.
If I don't get that arm dropped, I don't need you disconnecting a kidney, which is a thing, by the way. That's like a thing. You can get hit so fucking hard. It literally disconnects
a
kidney.
Can you sell the disconnected one?
I don't know.
Like instead of reconnecting, it'd be like, you know what, doc, just take it. Let's put it on the black market. Yeah,
what's a kidney going for?
Nah, I got two. I don't need that.
If I'm getting 10, I could get 10.1. Fucking push the kidney.
Oh, they go.
Sir, your kidney's exploded. It's no good to anybody.
Just slightly used.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get fatter, so it's harder to break my kidney.
Hey, do you want a new oil filter for your car or do you want this one that's already filtered some shit?
Well, it depends if you go to Napa, if you get it from the guy in the corner.
Yeah.
You can't buy a kidney in Napa.
Like when I had to go get the M endorsement put on my license, they're like, do you want to continue to be an organ donor? I was like, sure. Nobody wants them, but fucking sure. I'm
like, good luck.
They're no good. My eyes are solid. You can have those. So I don't give a fuck.
Oh, fuck. What else is in current events?
Let's see. Oh, After almost 2 years, the Uvalde police chief has announced his resignation.
Yeah, that whole Uvalde situation. Like, the way they handled it.
If I have the timeline right, he retired the day before the city council held a meeting to explain the report that found all the officers innocent of any wrongdoing on that day. He knew the report was coming out. He knew that the city council was going to have a meeting and trying to explain it to the residents. And he was just like, you know what? It's been 2 years and there's nothing I can do about this. And like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, why else would you do that the day before?
I don't know.
Maybe. Like, other than you disagree with it. You know what I mean? Like, and there's nothing you can do. I don't know.
What a stain on Texas.
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't even say Texas. It's a stain on departments.
Yeah.
And accountability for.
Well, I think what we're seeing is even in, and I love my state. I do. But I think what we're seeing more and more is that we have allowed. We want and keep putting in so much bureaucracy and getting anything done that now we're seeing it creep forward. Like,
yeah.
So y'all have been in my place. I sell no prepared food. I have beer, but I sell no prepared food.
Right.
It's like candy, beef jerky. Everything's in a bag. Nothing's temp controlled. Nothing gets made.
Right.
According to the state of Texas, I do not need a food service license. Now, I have to have a health certificate because I serve beer.
Yeah.
But I don't need a food service license, according to the state of Texas. And for 2 years, I operated that way. And then some city of San Antonio health inspector was upstairs inspecting the restaurants, walked by my place, and came in, saw the bar, and was like, well, this is my district, and I've never inspected you guys. And I'm like, wait a minute. I have a certificate of occupancy and a TABC license.
Yeah.
I know COSA health inspection came in here.
Yeah.
And the only thing they told me was that I couldn't serve coffee from my espresso machine because I had no way to wash the coffee pot in my espresso machine. Yeah.
You can't sell it, but you can take donations.
So, by the way, I had to render it inoperable, which means I just had to unplug it.
While he was there.
Well, I literally went, so if it's inoperable, you'll sign the license.
I would have grabbed a sledgehammer.
And I literally, that's why I have that ridiculously expensive espresso machine in my kitchen. Now it's in my house. And so he comes in and he was like, all right, you need to call and schedule this thing. So we called and I was like, I thought I was following all the laws. I have no problem. He was like, oh, well, the city of San Antonio has a non-prepared food license that you have to get. It's essentially a license for me to sell Snickers.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had to call this guy's supervisor to schedule a time for this guy to come out.
Right.
So he comes out, never steps foot behind anything, literally walks in, gets all of my information, never looks at a thing, leaves, and comes back with my inspection and my fee schedule.
Yeah.
Says you need to take this and your COO and you need to go downtown to the business services office that's downtown San Antonio. So cool. So he brings me this thing. I finally get free time. That's what I got to do fucking Monday morning. Just drive down, do this whole. So I go down there, walk in the door, have to put all of my shit in a bag and then go through the metal detector where there's two cops. Then took that, talked to the chick at the front desk who got all of my information and took my phone number and said, we'll text you when the window's ready for you to deal with it. Okay. Before I could get to the seat to sit down, my phone goes off. Hey, your window's ready. Okay. So I go over there, I give him, and she's like, sit down. I have to generate an invoice. And I was like, I thought, but the fee schedule's out here. So like, yeah, but you need an invoice. And I'm like, okay. So she gives me the invoice and I pull out my card to give it to her. And she's like, oh no, I can't take payment. You have to go down to the cashier and pay them. I get down to the cashier and she's behind bulletproof glass with a microphone. And I was like, I'm starting to understand why the fuck that piece of glass is there. So she takes my payment, gives me a receipt and says, okay, go back to the original girl that you were talking to.
Oh God.
So then I have to walk to the other side of the building and give her my thing with the receipt so that she can print out my certificate saying that I've paid and gives it back to me for me to find out that it expires in 6 months. because of their scheduling.
Right. Did they at least prorate you?
Or no. So based on the cost of the license, though, I did the math.
Yeah.
So I sell snacks and stuff because I sell beer. Yeah. So it's literally just I make like 20 cents when I sell fucking a candy bar to somebody. Right.
Right.
So I did the math. For me to cover the cost of the candies that I sell and the cost of the license, I have to sell 1,000 units to cover the cost of the license I have to sell 1,000 units before I break even on the food and the license. And I have to do it again in 6 months.
Are you open 7 days a week?
Yeah.
So you need to sell 6 units a day for the next 6 months.
Just to cover what I paid.
Just to break even.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, and it's like, why? What, to sell a fucking Snickers? I dealt with 5 people. 5 people to be able to sell a Snickers bar.
Well, that's why the fee for it is so expensive, because you have to pay the salary for those 5 people.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I had 5 people to do this. Oh, and that was just the licensing fee. And then I had to pay the inspection fee based on $112 an hour. To which the inspector told me, by the way, the inspectors don't get any of that money.
Yeah, they get paid $20 an hour.
I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help.
Now, the reason I bring that up is that was all of that for me to sell a fucking Snickers bar. Yeah. If you want to know why it took 2 fucking years to figure out what happened with the Uvalde police thing,
yeah,
that's why. We put that much bureaucracy into being able to sell a fucking candy bar.
So they, from what I read, they hired an outside attorney to, I don't know, conduct the report, for lack of better words.
Well, I don't know if it was just an attorney, but it was a
investigator.
Outside mediator.
Yeah.
But one of the big things is, you know, especially if you live in that community, like, I have questions, and that report doesn't answer them.
Yep.
So who can I speak with that can answer these questions? And it's not like, oh, well, I have an issue, or, you know, somebody put a fucking stop sign on my road in front of my house, and I don't like it. No, I lost a child.
Yeah, and can you imagine if it's one of us?
Right? Yeah.
We're there. We're prepared to go in and shoot this fucking guy.
Oh, nobody would have stopped me.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you they right were now.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to shoot a cop?
No, I'm going to let a cop shoot me as I'm trying to fucking go in there.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
I agree.
But look, here's the deal.
77 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm either
in the hospital or I'm in prison because somebody pulled a trick.
77 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie.
Like,
saved a bunch of kids. I'll go to prison for that. It's like,
yeah.
Why are you in jail? I heard gunshots.
All of us.
They didn't respond.
All of us.
I shot this kid.
Yeah.
They put me in prison for it.
Would risk our lives to save a classroom of kids.
And I don't even like kids.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I.
Yeah.
If you're a cop and you disobeyed an order to not do something.
That's an order I'll disobey.
What's your penalty? Like, you get fired? Okay. Okay.
I'm going to tell you right
now. Fucking fire me.
If one of those cops.
Oh my God.
I'm going to tell you right now. If one of those cops had said, fuck that, and went in there and solved that problem, he would want for nothing for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Somebody would have stepped up and gone.
Well, it ended up being a fucking off-duty guy that worked the borders or something, right?
Yeah, one of the BORTAC guys.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I'm saying, is that if that cop had been like, no, fuck that, and walked in there and handled it.
Yeah.
Somebody would have stepped up and been like, first off, all your legal fees are covered.
Yeah.
You're not paying for fuck all.
Yeah. And so if I knew, like, if I was in that position, I had a kid at that school and I was there when that happened and I got to the scene and everyone's just fucking standing around with their thumbs up their ass. Like, I couldn't just sit there.
Fuck no.
No matter who said fucking what.
Yeah. Fuck no.
Like, you're not allowed in there. My kid's in there.
Yeah.
Well, you're not allowed. Okay. So who from you is going in there? Well, nobody yet. Get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot me.
Shoot me in the back, motherfucker.
That's it. As I'm going.
You don't have the balls to shoot this guy that's killing the kids.
Yeah.
Shoot me in the motherfucking back.
And don't fucking miss, because if you do, you're going to hit that school.
Yeah. It's fucking terrible. Was there any lawsuits brought against
Oh, there has to be a bajillion.
Oh, my God. I hope they fucking bury that goddamn police department.
Yes.
But this, it comes down to accountability. And this is the problem with
every cop should have been fired, resigned, or forced the fuck out by the fucking people that live in that town.
If anybody in Uvalde is hearing this, get rid of your fucking city council. Absolutely. The fact that it took 2 fucking years to get this done, get rid of your city council. Yeah. These people don't represent
you. I purposely, it was a couple months after that happened, I sped through the town hoping to get pulled over so I could talk shit. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Uvalde survivors file a $27 billion class action lawsuit against the police and others.
Sue that fucking town into oblivion.
Yeah. Bankrupt that fucking, the whole area of Texas. Fuck them. Like, you can't protect kids. Fuck off.
Well, and this is, we've talked about this on the show before, about the pendulum swinging too far.
Yeah.
And we are now at points in this country where the pendulum is
swung too far. But why in Texas? I could see this happening if you were a cop in fucking Washington, right? If you were in Portland and you're worried about getting fucking thrown in jail or, you know, but God damn it, this is fucking Texas. Every Texas cop, if you're a cop, I don't know. I was in the infantry, right?
Because even
my fucking wet dream was to have people shoot at me.
I don't think you can put it on to the state, though, because there's been other police officers in the state that have done phenomenal things.
You have to put it on this fucking chief.
Exactly. It has to be.
This chief should have said, go, 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 go.
It does not go any higher than that local department.
Yeah.
There's nobody else that was involved.
If that shit popped off and 2 minutes later that chief was like, go, go.
Yeah.
Go. The next press conference when the chief got up there, he was like, yeah, you're goddamn right. He was like, go ahead. You're not touching any of my guys. I take full responsibility for this.
Yeah.
I saved kids. You have a problem with it?
Yes. Fuck come off. To me. Yeah.
Again, the entire country is stepping up and going like, he pays no legal fees. He does nothing. Yeah. We're getting him the best lawyer. Yeah. Like, this is... to save kids, but
I couldn't.
Instead, every cop and the chief, but this literally is the definition of complacency kills. You kicked back and went, ooh, did we do a risk analysis on what happens if we go in there and do our fucking job?
Yeah.
Maybe the optics on that aren't going to be great when whatever news source gets a hold of it. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what news source you listen to, but if you were so fucked in the head that you have a problem with anything, I don't care how you spin it, of cop killed school shooter.
Yeah.
If you have a problem
now, with that. I can understand the fear of you being a chief.
Then take the uniform off.
Well, and sending in your people that you might accidentally kill a kid.
Then take the uniform off.
I know. But those decisions are what we call hard decisions.
Well,
and hard decisions are made all the time by people in that, right? If you accidentally shoot a kid, but you save however many others, right? Like, fuck. But that's why training, that's why, like,
that
oh my God.
That shouldn't be the worry
going
into that situation.
No, you need to trust your officers. We had the same thing when I was a sniper. Sometimes our chain of command would be like, oh, we don't trust them to do this.
Yeah.
See, but.
Right? Fuck that.
I have a problem with the what if you shoot a kid? First off, shoot the guy with the gun. Mm-hmm. And if you're not confident enough that in a CQB environment, hitting a man-sized target that's wielding the weapon, if you're not confident enough with your weapon, take the uniform off. There's standards here that's like, you take the uniform off. Put it down.
Yeah. And I've read the report. There was an outside window that led into this classroom, and there was no fucking marksman that just walked around and shot this motherfucker through the glass.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Fuck that. Almost every cop now has some sort of rifle platform in the back of their cruiser.
Yeah.
Almost all of them do now. Mm-hmm. There's a outside facing window. You don't need a fucking marksman.
Well, you need somebody who can hit the fucking target, but yes.
A man-sized target at 25 meters. If you can't do that with any rifle platform,
I agree.
Take the uniform off.
Yeah. I can tactically, maybe if you do a breach and you know when you're going to go in, he's going to kill a bunch of kids. I understand that. There's an outside window into this classroom.
Well, you guys remember
the video. You fucking work the pie and you shoot this motherfucker.
You guys remember the video when they were inside. They were in the hallway.
Yeah.
They were in that T-intersection in the hallway and one of the fucking officers is fucking around on his phone.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Dude, I think that was the officer. No, that was the officer who was calling his wife who also got killed and their child. Yeah,
that was, she was a teacher at the school.
Yeah. He was trying to get information. He was trying to get locale information, what rooms
which
what,
is even layout. More fucked up.
Like, what?
I know, it's a fuck. Yeah, that police chief shouldn't have retired.
And I'm telling you
right about now, all a week these after this,
like no wrongdoing,
should have painted a wall.
Fuck off.
Just fuck that guy. Take he the made uniform off. Those were terrible fucking
decisions. The report said they were all exonerated from that day. Like, no.
It's crazy.
Not at all.
Oh, exonerated? Fine. Can't be charged? Fine. But you're all fucking fired.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. Take the uniform off.
We can't fire you for not having any balls. Or we can't throw you in prison for not having any balls.
Can we introduce that on any uniform service? Just be like, well, you're fired. Cowardice. You're fired for cowardice.
Yeah, there should be. Like, I think that used to be a thing.
Well, it's still in the Army. Exhibition of cowardice is still something that you can actually be charged with.
Good.
But it should just be everywhere. Because that's what this was.
Yeah.
If we really want to boil it down, all of it, every cop there, every patrol officer all the way up to that chief, this was an exhibition of cowardice.
And I can see where the individual officer's torn because his chain of command is telling him, fuck no. However, in the Army, right, you follow lawful orders. An unlawful order, we would break in a fucking heartbeat. Mm-hmm. If our chain of command said kill this innocent person, we would have been like, fuck no.
At the same time, if
our chain of command would have said,
hey, don't engage and let all of those innocents die.
Yeah. We would have said, fuck no.
Yeah. Fucking charge
like,
me.
Yeah. Like, charge I mean, me. I just don't understand. I can't comprehend it. I just can't.
But this comes down to that. There's an old ass phrase and everybody in the Army's heard it. And we've heard it so many times that it's played out. And this is, but it's, and it's the whole, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by six.
Yeah.
Well, this is an example of, well, now you got a whole bunch of people being carried by six.
Yeah.
And you're not getting judged by 12 because you're a fucking coward.
Yeah.
Take the uniform off. I'm not saying I'd be a great cop. I also don't wear the fucking uniform.
Yeah. That's why I'm not a cop. It's not because of cowardice or anything like that. It's because of the stupid fucking political bullshit. Like, I know it's right and I know it needs to get done and I can't fucking do it because somebody said I can't.
Matter of fact, if you want to know why most of us weren't career military.
Yeah, I think I just explained it.
This isn't even why we aren't cops. This is also like why all of us have the veteran status. It was
I think it's also why
none of us
we are self-employed.
Yeah.
All right, enough on this. What else we got?
Well, stay on the...
Who else can we beat up on?
To stay on the cop scenario, this is my current favorite one because it's nothing bad has happened yet. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has now announced this. They put it out in public.
This is
that between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., you know, when there's nothing but idiots out and about, there will be no responses to 911 calls, no patrol officers, and no officers in any of the stations to save for budgetary reasons.
At least you could get to work on time. Because I'm driving 120 motherfuckers.
You know what?
That's a four-hour purge, isn't it?
I want to know what their budget is. And I want to know how much that those 4 hours actually cost them.
Oh, it's like it's probably astronomical. Because you look at payroll alone.
You know what I want to know? How much is it going to cost to get insured for anything in Pittsburgh?
Oh, God damn.
Right.
Yeah. You could crime spree on your way to work. And then speed to get to work on time.
I mean, can you imagine the number of break-ins, vandalism, damage, like the shit that's going to happen because you know there is zero response.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So this is not, Pennsylvania's a weird state. Like it's kind of red, kind of blue. Well, like it's
only
it's
the classiest of the classy live in Pittsburgh it's also.
Big facts.
Isn't Pittsburgh like the one of the drug capitals of the world?
Pittsburgh got to about 1988 and said,
yeah,
we're
this
good.
Is it. We're stay here.
We love this.
Yep. That IROC Z is the best car.
I love an IROC Z.
But that's all they drive. Yeah. That those in El Caminos.
I've seen some Monte Carlos.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of those. My favorite are the ones that they get the new Monte Carlos, like the Dale Earnhardt edition.
Yeah.
And then they drive that around like it's an old Monte Carlo. And he's like, well, no, dude, it's not.
Honestly. Oh, so remember when we used to be able to get classic car plates that were 20 years old?
Yeah.
Bitch.
I know.
What year was a 20-year-old car?
It's 2004 now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you imagine this still be considered a classic
Every car vehicle I've owned except for the past three, four, were now considered classic cars. Yep. Yeah. Every single one I owned except for the last four vehicles.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I'll be watching the whole Pittsburgh situation because I've still got some friends up there. I did my last 2 years of high school in Pittsburgh. And thanks, Army. My dad got stationed. And before clarity of orders, it was like, hey, you're going to get your first command because he made captain.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking A. And they're like, you're going to be the commander of ROTC at the University of Pittsburgh.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Oh,
that's an active duty position? I thought most ROTC, college though.
Yeah. University of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like a high school ROTC is a retirement.
And do it or whatever. But this is an actual, like, because these guys are, if they finish the program, they actually assess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that.
That makes sense.
Oh, fuck. My last 2 years. That's the whole reason I skipped my junior year of high school. It was just like, how fucking fast can I get out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? So I went from being a sophomore to a senior. I was just like, fuck this. I doubled up on my courses and shit. I just want out. I lived there for 2 years. I think I saw the sun for 7 days.
That's gross.
There's always something falling out of the sky. It was fucking terrible. But it a horrible city. And so when I heard that they were doing this, I was like, that sounds like Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That sounds like Sixburg. Yeah. Oh, God. But because of that, I still have some friends that live up there and stuff. And I'm like, you own guns, right? Like, please tell me you own something more than a hockey stick.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't want to get hit with a hockey stick either, but
they hurt.
So we just got through with the primary. And now we have two candidates that we can vote for.
We're not shocked. It's
not shocking.
It's not shocking. It's the insane and the senile, and that's
yeah. But man, he did good on the State of the Union address.
He stood the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was on drugs.
He stood the whole time. I still have no idea what the fuck he said. I watched it twice. Just to see if I could riddle it out. And it was...
It was a lot of crazy talk, but...
Oh, God.
So for a State of the Union address to talk about what you want to do...
Yeah, I don't...
Doesn't work for me.
Well...
But like, you're not.
I feel like the state.
Say what the State of the Union is, because that would be a. Well, hey, did. I'm really bad at this.
So
he did his first sentence.
It was within like the first 5 or 10 minutes of his speech, and he's like, this is supposed to be about the State of the Union, and I'm here to tell you the State of the Union is strong, and it's good, and then he goes into like 45 minutes of all the fucked up things, which is like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even here, around the fucking world. And it's just like, dude, your speechwriter should be fired.
And then
that's probably the best speech he could have given.
And then.
Oh, it was, but it wasn't anything.
The 5 minute section of him just masturbating, though, was fucking weird. Well, that whole like.
I missed that part.
Well, it was all of that masturbatory, like, I was the vice president of the first black president, the president to the first black female president.
My favorite part. My favorite part when he looked at the Supreme Court. And talked mad shit at them. And their stoic fucking response of not moving, no facial expressions. No,
nothing.
Nothing. Like the Supreme Court is, it's a, like, there's what, it's what?
It's What's, pretty balanced. Right
yeah, now, it's pretty actually. Balanced. I mean, I think
it's 4-3 right now.
Yeah. But neither, Democratic or Republican.
I don't have a problem with any of the justices right now, right. Because the rules, the rulings that they have called down have all been, I mean, they have been letter of the law. Yeah. Like it has just been, and I'm like, but that's what the Supreme Court should do. It should be this whole like, well,
like I would be pissed
six
off.
To three.
It's 6-3, but it's still super bad.
I would be pissed off though if a Republican Supreme Court justice just voted everything right. You know what I mean? Like it has to be by the law.
But
the Supreme Court needs to be very impartial.
It has to separate itself from the parties. Yeah. It has to. And right now, based on the rulings that they've made so far, it has been. Like it's
the best part is this pissed off people on both sides, and that means they're doing
that means
right.
The court.
Yes, yes. But when he said, you know, they overturned Roe versus Wade. No, they turned it over to the states. They didn't overturn.
But he needs talking points.
I know,
right?
You know, but what else is he going to talk about? He can't say how good he's been doing.
But you know what? If you wanted to win points, you need to go like, I'm extremely proud of our Supreme Court and recognizing state autonomy. Like they're. But whoever his speechwriter is, but the speechwriter and both sides, I was really disgusted by the fact that during certain statements, half of Congress and shit was booing and shit. Like, I'm like, this is gross. This is not a sporting event. Like, this is fucking get some decorum. Like,
yes, I agree.
If he says
something that makes sense and you're a Republican, he's a Democratic president. But if he says something that makes sense, for you to applaud or like acknowledge it.
Or just don't. Like, just don't. If you go like, we should boo. No, you shouldn't. No, you should. You're a fucking congressman. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, you want to cheer? Okay.
My favorite
part.
You want
to applaud? Other than that, shut your hole.
My favorite part is when he's talking about like the economy and things that he's going to like. Well, you know, I'm going to lower late fees and I'm going to companies reveal this and they're going to do all this. But my favorite part is Congress is like, yeah. And it's like, sit down and shut the fuck up. You've never had to pay a late fee. You've never had to get that prescription drug.
Yeah.
You've never been in a position where you even had to remotely understand what the fuck that means to the common person.
Yeah. And when
so you're, fuck off.
When your campaign is funded by private economy, and so you're never going to vote or do anything to change the fact that you're going to impact private economy profit.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to. Yeah. The only way that that's going to happen is they're going to continue to play fuck games, and the people itself will end up shutting companies down.
Yeah.
Because they'll just go like, no, you get no fucking money.
Justin, what's the name of that girl, the 22-year-old that got killed by the...
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln, right?
L-A-N-K-I-N.
Yeah. Does it upset you that he said Lincoln?
That she didn't even... I don't think he knows his name.
I don't know if it upsets me, but...
Like, I actually respect the fact that he took the button... He acknowledged it. I guarantee it wasn't in his speech. That was off the cuff. He acknowledged it, right? Like, give him that props. Yes, he pronounced the name
wrong. Now, but hold on. If the president didn't already name drop people that didn't look like her in years prior and stand behind and support them 100%, doesn't care what happened, and then does this... It's not that it upsets me. It's pandering.
Yeah. But I appreciated that he acknowledged it because I didn't think he was going to.
So did you hear the interview with the parents? And that when Biden was was touting that he's spoken to, you know, family members and blah, all this stuff. And they're like, yeah, we've never heard from him.
I don't know if he claimed to ever have talked to them. But what I don't like is he apologized for calling the illegal an illegal.
Yeah.
Like that was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like he was fucking illegal.
But especially when you go back to sound bites from years ago when the Democrats are like, you know, if they're illegal, they shouldn't be here.
But
well, I think he forgets that president that he was so proud to serve under actually had like some of the tightest fucking immigration laws ever.
Yeah.
But the narrative has changed. All of a sudden it was this whole like, then we got Trump.
Yeah.
Who essentially just continued what Obama did. Yeah.
He added
it actually. He added some stuff, but he pulled some other stuff out. It kind of didn't change much. But it was then at that point, it was like, fuck it. They all can all come because that makes Trump look bad.
But it was like it was literally on day one when he took office. Biden fucking got away with all the Trump shit.
Yeah, the travel ban and all
like did
stuff.
Did away with all of it. And
but
so
there, but there was some shit from that that like I didn't like the travel ban. I didn't.
I don't know.
I do think we need a better visa system. I do. I think we need a better visa system.
I don't.
But I don't like my country living in fear. And that's why I have a problem with travel bans. Travel bans are essentially we're scared they'll do something.
No.
So then we will just just delete all of it because we're scared.
I don't agree with that. I think the travel ban has to do with if the government that you're of the country you're coming from is completely fucked up and anti-United States, then maybe there should be a ban.
Well, you can't come here from North Korea and shit like that. Like that's
only because you can't leave North Korea.
So, I mean, there's countries that we still have that with. The problem I had with it is you can't call it a Muslim travel ban. You can't do that.
No, and I don't think Trump ever did.
Yes, he did.
No. He just named off a bunch of Muslim countries. So,
but yeah, like, you want to tell me that if you're from Iran, you can't come here? Yep. Totally agree. Like,
right.
Yeah. You, if it is a country that is recognized as having insane anti-American sentiment, yeah, you can't come here.
Right.
Now, you're from an Islamic country and you're trying to get out because they are oppressive.
Right. And, like, I was going to say North Korea, right? If a North Korean makes it here, they probably have the most asylum claim as anybody who's ever fucking crossed the border.
Absolutely. But at the same time, it was like, look, I'm not a big fan of either one of the candidates because I'm not a big fan of our political system at all right now. I just want to be very clear about all of that. But at the same time, like, Trump got North Korea to, like, walk across the line with him and, like, sit down and talk. Like, that's fucking impressive. No other president even tried. Yeah. It, like, this guy pulled it off. You want to figure out how to de-escalate it? Do the whole, like, okay, buddy, what you're doing is cute.
Yeah.
That's we're proud of you. Yeah. You fucking, but you keep it in your own borders. Well, like, we're good. And maybe don't starve your people. Yeah. Like, that'd be great.
Right.
It, like,
and be very careful when you're shooting stuff near us.
Yeah, or to any of our friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, like, you know, you want to do stuff in your bay, into your country or whatever.
Well, you watched the Putin interview with Tucker Carlson, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
So a lot of this comes down to, I don't know how much you've watched Putin since he went into office.
Well, I mean,
so, which has been a fucking hot minute.
Probably. I don't know when he went into office, but I bet it's real close to when I was born.
Yeah. It's been a hot minute. Putin, first off, Putin is a despot. There's no other way to slice it. He is 100% a despot. This is a man that went and changed the law so that presidents could hold the office for life.
Yeah.
So nobody seeks that kind of power for healthy reasons. But like I've said that about our country. You really, anybody that wants to be president is not the person you want to be president. Nobody should want that level of power. It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. But he is a master of rhetoric. Every time they interview him, when he talked to Trump, when he talked to Carlson, when he talked to all this kind of stuff, he interviews extremely well because he comes across as somebody that is balanced but patriotic when he is being interviewed.
Yeah.
But you have to measure how good he is at being interviewed against the actions that he's taking.
Yeah, but if you listen to what he said in the Tucker interview and then how right now Biden's doubling down on Ukraine and like, I don't know.
He's looking for reformation of the USSR is what Putin's after.
No,
this is trying to reclaim land.
But I think if we de-escalated a little bit, they would. You know, like I think we talked about it right before the show that he talked about using nuclear weapons or something, right? Justin, what were you saying about that?
I'm pulling that back up right now.
Putin said, I believe today, that Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty and independence is threatened.
Which is hilarious because nobody wants Russia.
And so he's never...
Russia only wants other people's sovereignty.
Well, so why would... Okay.
And so that's what I mean by he's a master of rhetoric.
Why would
and it's the whole like, we need to guard our sovereignty. And it's like, then okay, so you're all about guarding your sovereignty. Then why are you trying to take other countries' sovereignty?
Yeah.
So it's... what I mean by...
Why would Putin sign his own death warrant?
Well, he even said it during the Tucker Carlson interview that it would be insane to use nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but what he's, if you read into what he just stated.
But, or was it taken out of context?
Well, no, if you read into the words that Justin just said,
yeah.
Essentially he said, I'm ready to use anything at my disposal.
If I'm attacked.
If somebody attacks me.
Yeah.
That my homeland.
Right.
Or probably the annexation of Crimea as well. Which happened years ago and the whole world was like, you shouldn't have done that, but fucking whatever.
That's because nobody.
But what he really said was, I will not use nuclear weapons unless our sovereignty is in danger. And the media turned it around and said, Putin said he would use nuclear weapons.
Well,
if his sovereignty is in danger.
But his sovereignty is not in danger. But
that's
but now
soundbite news.
Yeah. And that's that's what's in the news. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like,
but that's also because Tucker Carlson needs ratings. No, and of course he's going to bring.
I don't think that was subject. Tucker, because in Tucker Carlson's interview, they asked a lot of specific questions about things like that.
Yeah,
and I mean you got to take it with a grain of salt because it's Putin in an interview. But you know, he was like, "Well, you know, the UN's worried about Poland," and he's like, "I have no desire to touch Poland unless they attack me." You know,
yeah.
And so like, but you got to look at it in like a. Is he dumb enough to do that?
No, but he's also smart enough to say like, well, I said I'd do it. And now Poland is showing support to this country that I'm in combat with. And so that's a threat to my sovereignty.
Yeah.
And so because he's not an idiot. He's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
But he's not dumb.
I don't know if he's.
He's nuts.
Is he more nuts than the ones we have?
No, not
at all.
But again,
I think he's less nuts.
This is what I'm talking about. Anybody that wants this level of power is fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
Like you're crazy if you want that. And I am talking and don't confuse this with, I have said, like, I'm a big fan of Elon Musk. The billionaires that are out there, the private billionaires that are out there. Do not confuse what I am saying with
politicians,
people that want power,
right,
versus people that want the ability to control their own
politicians
world.
I have a problem with power seekers. Jeff Bezos doesn't want power.
Nope.
Jeff Bezos wants fucking money.
All of it.
And he wants all of it. And you know, he's retired. He doesn't even run any of his shit anymore. Mad money. And he goes and does stupid shit because he can with his fucking money. You know, Elon Musk has so much fucking money. He's like, I want to go to Mars. What the fuck does that have to do with my gas prices? Fucking nothing. Do you know what it does? The fact that we keep voting motherfuckers into office, that the general public was like, hey, we should make this geriatric motherfucker CEO of Bayer Pharmaceuticals. And they go, no. Absolutely not. He's way too old for that. We need somebody like mid-40s that's been in it, that understands how to do it. Then why the fuck does this man have the button?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm going to say this, but I'm not pro-Russia. But Putin at least understands his history, obviously. He talked about it for an hour and a half. You give me Joe Biden talking about history that makes any kind of goddamn sense.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but he's been in every civil rights march that's ever existed, apparently.
On the other side. Oh, yeah,
marching against it.
But what's remarkable is there's no photographs of it.
Well, what's his, when he's talking about intermingling the colleges and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
when he said that him and Barack are firmly against same-sex marriage.
Well, yeah. Hillary said that way back in the day.
Like, but Hillary eats people, so
yeah.
I fucking said it. I think she's a cannibal.
Speaking of eating people, Haiti.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's a good segue. Pull that
in. What
Haitian eats,
what do you mean, what?
Eats people.
You don't know about Haiti right now?
No.
There's a cult gang leader nicknamed Barbecue.
Yes.
And it's a cannibalistic cult, and they're literally eating people and taking over the country. The prime minister has fled. They released 4,000 people from prisons.
Haiti's about to like go under.
You know what's ironic? So I had a conversation with my dad about 3 years ago, and I was talking to him about his deployments, and one of his deployments was in Haiti. And we were talking about Afghanistan.
Oh, during the Clinton time.
Yeah. And I was talking to him, and I was like, do you think there's any chance that like Afghanistan or Iraq could ever turn the corner? And he was like, with a lot of work, maybe. And I was like, are there any that can't? And he was like, yeah, Haiti.
It didn't. If you look into the details on that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of when the Clinton Foundation like started it.
Yeah, because there was a big fucking hurricane or some shit.
An earthquake fucked Haiti up. But the Clinton Foundation is the ones who funneled hundreds of billions of dollars into Haiti. In reality, they got a fraction of that. Barely anything got rebuilt, and everybody else got rich.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to know why Haiti got so fucked in that earthquake, Haiti doesn't believe in a little thing called rebar. And they build everything out of poured concrete. Now,
that's a lot of countries.
If you have never seen what happens to poured concrete that is not reinforced, it is brittle as fuck.
It's like a sandcastle.
Yeah.
It looks pretty.
Yeah. And then
it'll last for a little while.
But you can smash it with
anything. Until any of the elements.
If you want to know how easy it is, go pick up a cinder block and drop it. But the cinder block's gonna break.
For the people that listen that don't understand rebar and concrete, the reason you put rebar in concrete when you pour it is if concrete cracks, the rebar still holds it together. If you don't do that, concrete just falls and
crumbles.
Yep. Yeah.
And by the way, when he said it's a lot of countries, that's like all of Iraq.
No, they use some rebar over there.
Not enough. But
not enough.
Well, it depends on the building.
Depends on who owned the building. Yes.
We definitely tried to get through some walls that had some fucking rebar.
Yep.
Yeah. If it was
like, what the like, really? This fucking wall? Yeah.
If it was part of the regime, it had rebar in it.
Yeah, 10 times what should have been in it.
Most just... For your information, most walls around a house in Iraq took 350 cal rounds in the same hole to penetrate.
Yeah.
It's pretty good concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was thick.
And that was mainly for insulation, for heat.
No, I'm talking about the wall that went around the courtyards.
No, the courtyard. That had the shattered glass in the top of it.
The homes took two.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the wall on the outside's going right through.
The wall on the outside was thick and reinforced, and then they love to do that lovely shattered glass trick in the top.
It's cheaper than barbed wire.
It was cheaper than barbed wire. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, when they would pour the wall, there was like a mound of concrete they'd put on the top, and they would smash bottles.
Yeah, it's like
and
mortar.
And they would put broken glass in the top of the mortar.
Nails or whatever.
So that if you tried to crawl over the wall, you got fucked up on tetanus and cut glass on the top of these fucking walls.
You know what's funny is I've seen it all over Central America as well, and all different island countries.
Central America is all the houses, not all of them, but the houses in what we would say is a middle income, which is most of the upper income stuff in those countries. They'll have the barbed wire, but it'll be electrified. Yeah. And when you walk by, you can hear it fucking humming. Yeah. Dude, you're just like,
Michelle and I went to Costa Rica about a month or two ago, right? On the beach, there was a really nice house, like out of place, super nice. And it had Constantina wire and then three strands of barbed wire. And it had high voltage signs on it. You could hear it.
You can hear it humming. And it's like, how much are you pumping through there?
Like in the States, like, we'll install an electric fence and it's going to hurt them.
But you can't hear it.
It's a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You grab that fence, you're going to die.
Yeah. Cause you're not letting
go. They literally just pulled a fucking wire from the telephone pole and they just hooked it up to that fucking barbed wire.
Dude,
there's no resistors or voltage regulators or anything. Fuck that.
You're not popping a fuse.
I was in El Salvador.
You're popping.
I was in El Salvador and El Salvador it rains. Cause all of those countries, it rains every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, there's seasons, but yes.
But it, any of the seasons you're going to travel to those countries, it fucking rains every day. And so it would rain and all of that shit would rust like almost instantly.
Yeah.
But the houses you'd walk by that had the electrified, it would rain and you could watch it sizzle off. And it was just like, oh my God, that is power that you were pumping through that shit.
So, Justin, what'd you find about old Mr. Barbecue?
So I guess there's a video that's been going around of someone like peeling flesh off of a leg and then eating it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's been reports that that's a couple years old, but it's definitely still.
Okay. So here's the, here's something you need to know about. So Haiti was a French colony.
Okay.
All of the like Caribbean Gulf based French areas, you are going to have a heavy influence of a voodoo culture.
Yeah.
That's involved. That's why you still find it in New Orleans and all that kind of stuff. But especially in Haiti. Haiti still does all of the like animal sacrifice. There's all the secondary belief. Take a picture of a Haitian and they'll freak out because you think you stole their soul. Like they're, it's nuts. I've never been to Haiti proper, but I've been to the other side of the island.
Yeah.
And they let the Haitians come in and they let them.
You're talking about the Dominican?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the DR, they'll let Haitians come in and they use them as day laborers in the tobacco fields. So they're the ones that they like, they string tobacco to go in the huts to dry and all that kind of stuff. But they have a very, very heavy influence of voodoo culture. And if you dig into the darker sides of that, that's the whole like, he was stronger. I killed him. And now if I eat him,
I'll be strong.
I get his power and all that kind of stuff. So, and that's where all this is coming from. And there's no Haitian infrastructure. Like it is the wild west in that country. So we were there in the 90s. The military went in there to try and stabilize that.
The U.S. government has a plan.
I hope it's glass the fucking island.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And their plan is they need to restore a democratic government with elected officials, but they're not putting U.S. boots on the ground there to make it work. They found somebody else, and they're just going to fund them.
Oh my
so they're going to fund them with $300 million.
I'll kill anybody you want to.
Who do you think it is? I'll give you two guesses. Who do you think it is? I don't think you'll guess it.
Well, it can't be Blackwater because...
No,
it's a different country.
Yeah.
We're going to have $300 million to stabilize it?
For another country to come in and stabilize it. And then I'll tell you why the country isn't going to do it. But you got to guess the country first.
Haiti?
Nope.
No, I mean, going to stabilize Haiti?
Yes.
China's into a lot of that weird shit.
Because the U.S. government's funding them. The U.S. government's not going to fund China.
And you never know, but yes.
Well, I hope they fucking know, but...
New Guinea.
Kenya.
What?
Fucking, yep.
That. Right? Now, you know what the Kenyan government said?
No.
We won't go in and do that unless there's an established government already.
We went in.
Huh.
We went in the 90s. Kenya. We went there in the 90s. We went there in the 90s, and we gave them rice.
I feel like Kenya's...
which, by the way, completely destroyed their internal economy because one of the number one things they grow in fucking Haiti is rice. And so we showed up with government aid and brought rice. We bought rice and clothing. And the only thing that they produce there is fucking textiles and rice.
Yeah.
And that's what we brought in. And it destroyed the local economy.
Yeah.
Kenya.
Yeah.
Why are we trying to save Haiti?
Who gives a fuck? Let Haiti go down.
Have you ever flown into the DR?
No.
You did. Did you do what I told you to do when you flew in? Did you look out the window?
Yeah.
Did you see the water line?
Yeah.
Okay. If you've never flown into that island, when you fly in, so it's one island, half is Haiti, half is the Dominican Republic. And this is not a big island.
No.
But it's two countries on it. And when you fly in, one side is green, blue oceans, and beaches, and whatever. And the other side is... a stripped mountainside and bullshit, and there's a brown ring in the water that literally there's a line that you can see because there's a mountain in the middle that splits the island, and there is a line like you photoshopped it. It is the wildest shit. Did you see it when you flew in?
Yes.
And it's not blended either. No. It's like a hard fucking line over the island.
It looks like a kid took a crayon and just went, whoop.
It is the wild. So when he went there for his honeymoon, I was like, okay, have a good time. And I don't want to try and shit on it. But when you fly in, look out the window.
Yeah.
When you're getting close to the island, and you will see there's a line in the ocean. And it's just like, I don't even know how you did this.
I Like, I've never been to Haiti, but I feel like it would remind me a lot of Jamaica. Like the really poor parts of Jamaica.
Okay.
Except make it poorer.
But remember we had that customer when Silencer HQ that was a Haitian dude that was trying to figure out how to sell ship shit to
Haiti? Yeah.
Yeah, real shady dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, man. But like, why is the U.S. getting involved in Haiti? Why do we care?
Because it's close.
Yeah.
What?
It's near us. What are that's
they,
why?
Yeah, but what are they? It's not like they have. How many aircraft does the Haitian Air Force have?
I don't think they have one.
I don't know. That's probably where I'm fucking going with this.
Is there? I don't
like. Like, what's the threat that Haiti poses?
If gangs took over the country, I don't think they have a military.
I think it'd be more stabilized.
Right.
At least gangs have a structure.
Yeah.
Like,
and if we close our border, then none of the Haitians get in.
But especially the 4,000 prisoners that the gangs released.
Yeah.
Because you're on an island.
You're on an
island. How the fuck are you going to get away? Like, oh, I just got freed from jail. But not the right way.
Yeah.
So I can't really hang out because eventually shit's going to get figured out. And then I'm going to go back to jail.
But it's all just gotten worse.
So where do I go? Do I go to the Dominican Republic?
No.
Do I go to Cuba?
Can't.
Dude, the Dominican Border Patrol, I shit you not, they shoot them on the mountains.
Yeah. There we go.
Is that the entire Haitian grasshopper aircraft?
Yep.
They have 2 grasshoppers, a bobcat, a commando, and 3 valiants.
Well, a bobcat's a Cessna.
The valiant has been in service since the 1940s.
Those are the trainers.
All 3 of them.
So
they have 3 trainers and 4 aircraft.
And the trainer, like they have 1 heavy transport, 1 light transport.
They have 1 C-46.
Oh, first off, that was liaison. The aircraft retired before the disbandment of the Haitian Air Corps.
Oh, there you go.
So there is no more.
And the O-57, that's like
a... At the time of the disbandment... This was at the time of the disbandment of the Haitian Air Corps. This was the inventory. And then what we just listed.
Justin, scroll right a little bit. Look at that picture. A Haitian Air Corps. That's a picture of 2 planes. Yep. They put the guy in there. They hand him an AK. And they're like, go fight, son.
They have 7 planes and 2 pilots.
No, the Dominicans literally shoot the Haitians as they cross the border. Because they try to come over the mountain. And there's Dominican patrols on the mountain. And if you try to come over them, they just shoot you.
So tell me what threat Haiti poses to the United States. If they don't have aircraft, I guarantee they don't have a Navy.
It's a money filter.
It's fucking stupid. Why do we care? Filter.
We don't.
With $300 million, we care. We must care a little bit.
That's not even the wildest thing that I've seen to spend a couple hundred million.
Fuck no. It's just dumb.
But it's gotten to the point where these numbers are so incomprehensible that it doesn't matter.
Well, $300 million is like 3, if it'd be like 3 pennies sitting here.
Well, see, I'm a firm believer that everything has to go back to a cash basis. Right? You're going to send $86 billion overseas? Cool. Set it up in cash. Yeah, then let Congress walk through and actually make the decision if they want to send all of that to somebody else.
They did. And it went on heavy transports to Iran.
I was about to say.
No, that was different. And that wasn't, Congress didn't pass that.
Right.
That was a Obama fucking negotiation skills.
I'm still going to smoke it.
Yeah.
That was Obama's negotiation skills.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know.
We all saw they run a cat.
I just don't understand what we were buying for that one.
Well, we were buying a future conflict so everyone can continue to make money.
Yeah.
That's all we were doing.
There's entire contracting companies that exist in San Antonio that was cash from Iraq that just got lost, that came back to the States and stood people's. You've met them.
Yeah. They tried to find lost cash in Iraq. Almost happened. I saw it. Just couldn't figure out how to commandeer it.
So, yeah, it's a fucking, it's still a weird world, kids.
Yeah. But during that State of the Union, what were you guys thinking about?
Whether or not I was getting laid that night.
I was praying for that meteorite real fucking hard. real hard.
I was honest. I went into that with a mindset of, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. Is this going to convince me that this is the man for the job? Like, what is he going to say in his speech? That's going to, like, say I was on the fence. I don't really know who I'm going to vote for. I don't know if I want to vote for Trump or vote for Biden. I'm not really sure. Let's hear him speak. Let me see what he has to say. That's the mindset that I went into it with. And then after it, I was like, I'm not voting for that fucking guy.
Yeah, but has the other guy's speeches really given you that warm and fuzzy yet?
Not yet.
I don't know.
But he hasn't really done any that were...
They do a little bit.
That were like...
He's got his 15 things he's going to do when he takes office again.
Well, yeah. And
he has been talking about trying to bring the country together.
And the majority of the stuff that he's talking about right now is also defensive just because of the things that are going on.
Now, if he goes back to pre-politic Trump and truly becomes that moderate again, he could do fucking work.
Well, I like the fact that he's like, I'm not out for revenge. My success will be revenge enough.
I just want to see the debate.
Yeah, there won't be.
I fucking hope there is.
I hope so too.
I
thought they announced that they weren't doing a debate.
I don't know, but I would put money on they don't.
I want to know who's going to get Ryan Reynolds to moderate it.
Fuck, I'll moderate it. Who the fuck care?
Let us moderate it.
Yeah.
Get the four of us out there.
With a mute button.
It just, no.
Yeah. No, because he needs to answer. You shut the fuck up. Let him speak. Okay, yeah. Your time's done. Okay, now you speak.
Yep.
You know? And so be like, oh, well, sir. Like,
we're going to start at 7 a.m. and our hard cutoff time is 7 p.m.
That's it. I will sir you until you go against the rules that are set up for this debate. The second you go against him, shut the fuck up.
No, then you
motherfucker. It's not even sir. Yeah.
It's motherfucker.
Yeah. Straight up.
Well, I think, son of a bitch, what the fuck did I tell you last time?
Hey, motherfucker, like, it's his turn.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You have to get the magic talking stick, and whoever has the magic talking stick gets to talk. That's the rule.
It's a pool noodle. And if you want to talk and the other guy's talking, you have to beat him with the pool noodle until he drops the mic.
There's a guy in the rafters. Whoever has the laser on him has to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. No, it's...
this is my official admission to let the Freedom Friends moderate the presidential debate.
Yeah, right. It'll be gold.
When
we can't even moderate our own debates.
When we were...
That's why we have Justin.
Yeah. And you suck, sir.
And he's got four mute buttons.
He's muted us.
That's true.
He has. He's done everything that we've... The only thing he hasn't done is brought in pool noodles to let us beat each other with. That's it. Other than that, he's been on track. He lets it go to see where it needs to go. But yeah.
I think... Like when we went to Jazz's wedding and we were at Call of Booty and they had those guys in the monkey mask up top with the little blasters. That's what needs to happen. If you start to interrupt.
It lit up by Orbeez.
I don't know what this is.
Okay. So at my wedding.
Yeah.
The night after my wedding, we went to this thing that's in the campgrounds called Call of Booty.
Yeah.
And it's a pirate themed.
It's Naked Jenga.
It's Naked Jenga.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's all pirate themed.
Yeah.
So they have like the front end of a boat, and I know all the guys that run it. So we all got to go up on the boat.
Yeah.
And so we're watching the crowd from like the stage area. Well, they have these two masts that they've built that has the lights to light up the area. Well, there's these two dudes that dress up in monkey masks everything.
It was also Halloween weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
So normally they're not dressed up as monkeys.
They're normally just as pirates. But they scale these... mass and they sit up on these things and they've got those Orbee blasters.
Love it.
And
they wait for somebody to try to record something.
Try to pull a phone
and they fucking light them up.
Love it.
And then everybody goes and makes them delete all the shit.
There's all these like 7 foot fuckers in black trench coats. And so the monkeys sit up there and they watch. And if somebody pulls their phone out, and I warned everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, look, I get it. You're gonna get a text message or a phone call or whatever. But if you're going to do that, make it very obvious you are not near the show. Walk the fuck away. Yeah, right. We're up here. We have that lower area. Go down there where you can't see the show. Do not pull your phone out during the fucking show.
Don't pull your phone out and check your messages like this.
Right. Yeah.
Don't pull your phone out. Or Orbeez are coming.
Yeah.
No, they'll make you delete your shit and kick you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not to mention, like, we're at a party. Everybody's, but like, there's all the, there's fucking naked chicks playing Jenga. Why are you on your phone?
I get it. Like, I'm headed to something like that tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Like, why are you on your phone? So, but these dudes will light these dudes up with Orbeez, and then these two giant motherfuckers will show up. Yeah. They take your phone, they delete all your shit, and then they kick you out. So, yeah, absolutely. It's just that whole like, well, I think
it. Yeah. Like,
what do y'all think time wise? Because I like the idea of like it should go for as long as out whenever the questions have been answered.
Yes. So, like I said, start at 7 a.m. Hard cutoff time at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
But I also don't give you scripted questions. You don't know what I'm asking you leading up to the debate.
Fucking no.
Because every debate, they get a list of questions. They already have their answers. Yeah. Like, and I understand why they do that.
That. Sometimes, we get to do it. All of us have an iPad, and we're going to turn it on Reddit and do an AMA. and just the all the questions are coming from the public. It's not a scripted thing. It's not a fucking pundit that they put together. It's
This how hard do you grab them by the pussy when you grab them by the pussy?
Yeah. Are we talking like 8-pound bowling ball or like 14-pound?
Really squeezing?
Let me demonstrate.
Or is it a gentle squeeze?
Yeah. Show me on this mannequin.
And then we just have Mikey standing up there.
Grab him by the pussy.
Like, yes. Mr. President or former President Trump, he does not have a pussy. You do not have to grab it. Mr. Biden, it's 2024 and you're all about this.
He's got a pussy.
He's
go grab it.
He says he has a pussy and you need to grab it.
Mikey's pronouns are now her, she.
And all that hurt. Like, fuck.
Yeah. So I still nominate the Freedom Friends as the moderators of the president. And only one night. Not fucking 6 nights of debates. One fucking debate.
But 12 hours. I don't give a fuck.
Let
it run.
Yeah, we'll stop when the questions end.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't answer a question, God help you. Because it's going to be like, okay, shut the fuck up. You're not answering the question. I don't care. I don't care.
Well, no, then I'm going to dig in and I want to know why you're not answering. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You better, I need a reason why. A legitimate reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you don't want to okay. Oh, this is why. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Well, you don't have an answer? All right. On to the next guy. Wait. No. Fuck. You had your chance.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking answer. Now it's his shot.
It'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think we could keep it professional.
I think we could. If it really came to that, I think we could.
Yeah. I think having four just average ass Americans.
I think it'd be like a 70-30.
Like, I don't like the fact that just because you're not that in that party that you treat the president with disrespect, right? Sometimes
you got to respect the position. You don't have to respect the person. Yes,
sometimes they deserve no respect. However, it's still the fucking president of the United States.
Yeah.
Right? I would say duly elected, but that's a stretch sometimes.
He's still the president of the United States right now.
I like Bill Burr's take on it. He wants someone in their 40s, so they have to actually live with their choices.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The downfall, though, is like you don't really have that position at that status in life. You don't deal with the consequences of your actions.
No.
You're above it.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what it goes back to, like when Congress, when they were during the State of Union, they were talking about, or Biden was trying to talk about all the things that he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, for middle, lower class income Americans. And Congress was like, yeah, it's like, shut the fuck up. You have no idea what he saw. You've never experienced any of this in your entire fucking life.
I just want that hot mic moment where it's like, oh, we need to do that for the poors. And then the hot mic is like, fuck the poors. You know it's out there. I just want it fucking out there.
The biggest problem I have with the debate, to be honest with you, is that they always want to bring in some news broadcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no apolitical news broadcaster. Every single one of them, they come from one of the platforms.
And they try to do that gotcha question.
To make one of them, one or the other. Like, that's what I'm saying, is that like, somebody like a group like us, any of us, that's just a, look, I think you're both pieces of shit. So why don't you convince me otherwise?
Like, as the State of the Union's, I'm watching this, like, what I heard is a complete lie. I have a follow-on question. Well, I think you're saying that because of this, but in reality, it's this.
Yeah.
You know, explain that. You know, like, kind of shit, I think.
And I think that kind of thing, if you could follow that line of questioning,
yeah,
they're going to break character.
But you look at, like, the
news. Because what you're getting is a character. You're not getting them. Yeah. And I think the proper sequence of questioning, like that, where it's like, that's bullshit.
But
and you call them on it.
But you have these news broadcasters who are right there. They're in the middle of this. But they're not even listening to the answer. They're looking at their next question. There's missed opportunities for a fucking
perfect
follow-on question.
Do you want to know why? They want that paycheck. They don't give a fuck about the answer.
No, I'll do it for free.
I get it.
That's it.
The Freedom Friends will do it for free. We will come and moderate for free. I will do it for free.
Fuck it. We'll host it here.
But I love it.
I suppose we'll travel if we have to.
I'm just trying to cut expenses, you know?
You know what? Netflix, I don't want to see the Jake Paul fucking Tyson fight. Fucking let an average ass American moderate the presidential debate.
I agree. I don't care.
I almost want to put an average American up against Biden in a debate.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Pull a fucking random social and be like, hey.
The only downfall to that is you got somebody with 40 plus years of experience in politics and just talking to talk.
Yeah, but as long as
he has enough talking points in the Rolodex.
As long as it could be a long form enough conversation.
Yeah.
But it's not about the 40 plus years in politics. It's literally whoever's running it just needs to know enough about the state of the actual country.
Right.
The actual state of the union that can answer real questions that reflect what 90% of the population is actually feeling. Yeah. Not the loud 5% on each side.
Yeah.
Loud 5% on each side all suck.
Yeah, they all suck.
You're fucking horrible people.
Yeah.
So horrible people. I don't care who would vote for. If you're that loud 5% on each side, you're an awful person.
Right.
So
if you're a one,
the 90% of us that fall kind of in the middle, like everybody has kind of a left or right lean to them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But most of us fall somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
I always fall back on your fucking quote that you want to be able to carry your gun and smoke pot at your gay best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
That sounds like freedom to me.
Yeah.
I
just don't want freedoms taken away. Yeah, that was the one thing that really pissed me off in the fucking Biden, in literally one sentence, is like, I don't want to take freedoms away from people. We need to do something about gun fucking shit. Like, you're literally saying you don't want to take freedoms away, but you need to ban assault rifles. Like, all in the same sentence. Like, it was literally almost no gap in that sentence.
Yeah. But like, all of that stuff, they're so uneducated. There was that senator that just tried to do the speech on the assault ban and it would essentially get rid of AR platforms. Yeah. And he's like, but it doesn't impact like the M1 Garand, the SKS, all of these. And these guys these ancient rifles. Well, and they were like, these rifles have killed more people than any other military rifle ever.
Biden said it. He's like, I did it once. I'll do it again. Well, the first time he did it, he got rid of flash hiders, bayonet lugs, regular capacity magazines, right? And after that 10 years or whatever that it was, I think it was 10 years, it was proven that it did no good.
No.
That it solved nothing to get rid of bayonet lugs, flash hiders, high capacity magazines.
So the cool thing about it
is, but he wants to do it again.
They've already found a lot of that stuff unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So you can say you want to do that all you want.
But this goes right back to, are we really worried about the guy that's willing to commit mass murder? Are we really worried about that's the crime he wants to commit. So instead we're going to enforce a law to where possession of it's illegal.
Right.
Is this guy really worried about the possession charge?
No, he's already a criminal. Yeah. He doesn't care.
I killed 17 people, but they stacked on the illegal weapons charge.
Yeah. Oh,
that's going to make me
not
about?
I'm not going to do it now because of that.
You know,
I'm
on the other side where I'm like, fucking arm the teachers.
I'm going to skip being a mass murderer because I'm afraid of that
weapons charge. And it's it would make
I'm going to be a mass murderer, but I'm not going to use a flash hider, a bayonet lug, or a 30 round magazine. I'm going to use a 10 round magazine and a gun without a flash hider or bayonet lug. You know, like it makes no fucking sense.
I hate to tell you this. Flash hiders don't help in a classroom.
But silencers help in a library.
Oh, that's epic, sir. Woo!
On that note,
if you're a school shooter,
you said the inside thing outside again.
Respect the library rules. Respect the library rules.
You said the inside outside again.
I gotta stop doing this.
Oh, that was perfect.
We talked about this.
I know we did. I had a real problem with it at your wedding.
We talked about
it. I thought I got past it, but I guess I didn't.
Oh, fuck. On that note, let's end this shit. Oh, silencer for this, our silencers are for libraries. It's perfect. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
Your librarian would be proud.
But I mean, you got to think. You gotta stop.
Just stop.
Okay, I'll stop.
Warfightertobacco.com. Go check out the Warfighter podcast. Comes out every Friday if you want to hear more from these two idiots. Holy shit. What am I missing? He's got me completely derailed.
Yeah. Anybody want to make a 9/11 joke real quick?
I don't have one after that.
No. Fucking, you know what? Stop yelling Kobe. Yell Cobain. He didn't miss his shot. fucking. OWellness.us. If you want to hear me get nerdy, you can go check out the Warhammered podcast. Holy hell, I'll raise my glass.
Cheers.
Say thank you for being my degenerate fucking freedom.
That was a good one. I appreciate that one.
Anyways, yeah. Until next time, drink on. God damn it.
Freedom the fuck on.